Welcome to Twin Wisdoms. Today we explore whose infrastructure, whose celebration, on Reza Pahlavi's Odessa narrative and the laundering of a war's human cost. In Odessa last week, at a forum convened on the principle that bombing a nation's grid, ports and apartment blocks is a crime against that nation, Reza Pahlavi reportedly told his hosts that the Iranian people celebrated when the regime's infrastructure was struck by the United States and Israel. Three innocuous words are made to carry an enormous burden. They deserve to be unpacked because beneath them sits a documented record that international bodies, human rights organizations, and Western newspapers, not the Islamic Republic's propagandists, established months ago. Consider what the regime's infrastructure actually denoted. On the war's first day, a strike on the Shajar-e-Tayyebeh Girls' School in Minab killed roughly 170 people, most of them children between 7 and 12. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch treated it as a probable war crime. Over the 40 days that followed, Gandhi Hospital in Tehran lost its neonatal unit. The century-old Pasteur Institute was hit. A pharmaceutical plant was destroyed, triggering nationwide shortages of insulin and cancer medicines. The Red Crescent counted some 90,000 damaged or destroyed homes. Water and power stations were struck. A Tehran synagogue was razed during Passover, its Torah scrolls lost. A neonatal incubator is not a centrifuge. A primary school classroom is not a command bunker. To file all of this under the regime is not analysis. It is a euphemism doing the work that the facts will not. The claim also performs a quieter sleight of hand. It is true and well attested that some Iranians celebrated at the killing of Khamenei, at the sudden vulnerability of an apparatus that had been shooting their children in the streets only weeks earlier during the winter protests. That jubilation was real, and one need not pretend otherwise. But Pahlavi slides from "some rejoiced that the tyrant was dead" to "the people celebrated the destruction of infrastructure." The first is a fact. The second is a fallacy of composition dressed as reportage. The diaspora's relief and a genuine hatred of Khamenei projected onto 90 million people, more than 3 million of whom had by then been driven from their homes. The disconfirming evidence is not obscure, and it does not come from Tehran's spokesman. It comes from his own former supporters. By mid-March, Iranians who had once looked to him were telling reporters that his call to celebrate in the streets was grotesque, that they went to sleep unsure they would wake, that they flinched at every step outdoors, lest the next missile land nearby. A claim elastic enough to absorb the dead of Minab and the displaced of Tehran, and still emerge as "the people celebrated," is not a description of anything. It is a belief immunized against refutation, which is to say, propaganda rather than testimony. Whatever evidence arrives, the conclusion is already fixed. The venue sharpens the hypocrisy to a point. On 28 February, Pahlavi assured the world that the target was the Islamic Republic, not the country and great nation of Iran, and christened the bombardment a humanitarian intervention. 8 weeks and some 2,000 civilian dead later, the euphemism has hardened into a boast, delivered of all places in a city that knows exactly what it is to have your infrastructure turned to rubble by a foreign power insisting it strikes only the regime. The moral grammar Pahlavi rightly applies to Russia in Ukraine, he inverts the instant the bombs fall on Iran. Attacks on civilian infrastructure are atrocities in Odessa and liberation in Tehran. One cannot hold both positions in the same week, in the same building, without forfeiting the claim to either. None of this is a slip of phrasing. It is the recurring substitution at the heart of the restorationist project. Unable to demonstrate a constituency at home, it manufactures one rhetorically. The people are with us, the people rejoice, the people celebrate the ruins. The celebration narrative is a stand-in for legitimacy, far easier to assert from a podium abroad than to earn on Iranian soil. A movement that needs the destruction of its own country's hospitals and schools, recast as a festival, has already confessed that it has no serious plan for the country that must be rebuilt from the rubble. The honest sentence is short and unflattering. A foreign campaign killed thousands of Iranian civilians, displaced millions, and flattened the schools, clinics, and homes of the nation Pahlavi claims to lead. And he called it aid, and the survivor's grief he reportedly called celebration. To say so is not to defend the Islamic Republic, whose crimes are real and catalogued. It is only to refuse the euphemism. The children of Minab were not infrastructure, and the silence of 3 million displaced is not applause. Thank you for listening to Twin Wisdoms.